Look out! A T-Rex is coming here to Seattle. In fact, it arrived this morning when the Burke Museum took delivery of a 2,500-pound Tyrannosaurus Rex skull. And as it was lifted off the back of a truck, KUOW's Paige Browning was there. Hi, Paige.
Hi, Bill.
Why is this 66-million-year-old fossil coming to the Burke?
Well, I can't wait to tell you about what this thing looked like, but okay. I'll tell you how we got here. So basically, it's kind of amazing. These two volunteers, they're amateur paleontologists who are loosely affiliated with the Burke Museum. They were in Montana doing some digging around, hiking, taking photos, and they dug into something that they thought was just like a clump of dirt with some bone sticking out. They could tell it was dinosaur bones. So they called the paleontologist team at the Burke Museum and said, I think you should come check this out. We found something. Could be part of a T-Rex. Sure enough, they excavate and lift this thing out of the ground and discover it's a skull. So that's how it became to be in the hands of the Burke Museum. The team dug it out and it was because of volunteers.
That's how it works. How does Montana feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. I know in this world of digging up fossils, there can be a little bit of turf wars, especially when it comes to other countries. But in this case, the team affiliated with the Burke Museum says this was on federal land. We had permits to dig in this area. And we found it. So it's basically it's the people's land. So we'll bring it back to Washington. And it's kind of funny because, you know, dinosaurs did not roam in Washington. T-Rexes didn't, at least. We were underwater then.
Oh.
T-Rexes were alive.
Uh-huh.
But we will have it on display at the Burke Museum as the Natural History Museum in Washington.
And how big a coup is that for the Burke?
It's pretty amazing. The paleontologist researchers there are very excited for two reasons. One, they think, you know, this could make the Burke known as, you know, the place with the big T-Rex. And also, they'll bring a lot of researchers in to be able to look at the skull and how did the jaw work and figure out a lot more about dinosaur life.
Do you have any idea how many complete skulls there are around?
Yeah, good point. There are actually, in the world, only about 15 complete T-Rex skulls. So
no
this
kidding.
Is a huge find.
I had no idea. So you said you wanted to tell us how it looked. How did it look?
Yeah, well, it was really cool to be up close with it. I was thinking as I was looking at it, I could fit inside this skull. I mean, the thing weighs 2,500 pounds. And it's actually right now wrapped in a plaster casing to protect it. So it's just a big white blob right now. But this thing's huge.
So what happens to it next, this T-Rex skull?
So, yeah, like I said, it's wrapped up in this plaster. They're going to put it on display in the plaster starting Saturday. People can go see it. Then after a couple months, they'll bring it back behind the scenes and uncover it. And eventually we'll get to see the T-Rex skull in all its glory at the Burke.
The Burke's new Tyrannosaurus Rex skull, 2,500 pounds. KOW's Paige Browning coming in at significantly less. Can fit inside the skull, and she was there looking at it. Thanks a lot, Paige.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle.